an hour or so away from the starting quarterback of the New York Giants. Jackson Dart's going to join us exclusively here on The Fan today. We're going to find out, is Jackson Dart going to start and get any snaps in the final preseason game against the New York Jets on Friday? Or is he going to go into this season with a grand total of 14 snaps from January through mid-September? Dum-da-dum-dum-dum! We're going to find out, but good to have the big fella back from a three-month vacation. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Great. Glad to be back.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. It was a fun, week. Week in a couple days, not
week,
3 months.
Week in a couple days,
a
my
couple
rear
days.
End.
But a total look, of 2 weeks.
You got a nice tan. You got a great haircut, by the way.
Very short. Very
and
short.
You come back on the precipice, of course, of the Jets and Giants final preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Geno Smith looked great. We have not seen a lot of Jackson Dart.
No.
But you also come back to an interesting New York Yankee team. All right, now after last night's loss, but it wasn't because of the offense. Obviously, the pitching wasn't great. Bullpen wasn't great. And there was a big debate on this show yesterday, after the day off 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why would Gerrit Cole not start yesterday on regular rest? Why would Will Warren pitch? And that way you get Gerrit Cole last night, and you get Gerrit Cole Sunday against the Boston Red Sox. I'm assuming you're going to defend the Yankees because what's just one day is not that big a deal.
Yeah.
It was a big debate among some Yankee fans that the off day they got could have been used to their advantage if you're concerned, as you should be, about the four-game set with the doubleheader on Saturday against the Boston Red Sox. Why not take advantage of Gerrit Cole, let him pitch last night, and then let him pitch Sunday to close out what is a huge series against the Boston Red Sox?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a debate. I could see that, sure.
You're going to go with the Yankees.
No, listen.
Obviously, it didn't work out because the pitching wasn't good last night.
I honestly think this plays into what we saw last night, too, right? Because the New York Yankees, sure, it's a divisional push right now. We saw Tampa Bay. They've shortened this lead down, Craig, since I've been gone.
7-3.
Down to four in the loss column.
It was three before the loss yesterday, my bad.
Right, so four in the loss column still. We said they need to be close before that final four-game set, and obviously the Red Sox won last night. In extra innings, they've made it close. It's about making the playoffs, obviously, and you want the best position once you get there. But what you're seeing with this pitching staff, you're seeing now Weathers down. You've seen Fried, who they're hoping to be back for the doubleheader on Saturday. You've seen the bullpen just be kind of like not be able to make it down the stretch of the season. This is part of the reason I was complaining at the trade deadline for not adding more bullpen arms. You saw Hedrick last night have his first implosion
of the
season.
He's been great. I mean,
he's been money good.
Right.
Right. We've seen Cruz kind of faltering down the stretch. And here's the question the Yankees have to have. And what their answer is, I kind of understand it. Yes, you want to be in the best position. Yes, I've been on the record. You do not want to have to go to Fenway. But you look at where they are. You look at what this team is. You got Judge coming back. You got all these injuries to the pitching staff. What's more important, winning every single game down the stretch? Or is it more important to do what you think is necessary to be in the best position you can be once the playoffs start?
Well, yeah, obviously,
they know their pitching staff better than we do.
That's a cop-out, though.
No, it's not.
You know that pitching staff as well as anybody.
Yeah.
So here's the basic question, because obviously they're not going to win every game.
Should
Gerrit Cole pitch last night?
Yeah.
So you get him against the Red Sox?
Yeah, of course. The answer is
yes.
Without knowing anything on the inside, yes, the answer is yes.
Right, that's all I want to get for you.
I want him to pitch more than not. I want him to pitch as much as possible.
From this point on, with 30-whatever games to go.
That's the question.
Gerrit Cole should have pitched last night.
It's a fine line between how you want to attack this thing. Because it's down
you're
the stretch
You're just content
September.
Getting in.
It's
and as long
I'm
as your
content.
Pitching staff's healthy, you're
it's,
good.
It's not that I'm content. I want to win the division. If I can't win the division, I want to be the first wild card. Like, those are important.
And it's all on the table right
and
now.
It's all on the table out in front of them. But at the same time, what's more important? Do you push and risk injury or risk, what's going on with this? The rest of the staff, we're sitting here waiting. We're like, oh, Luis Hill is throwing great in the bullpen down in the minors. Oh, they need this. They got the young prospect coming up to pitch tonight. Like, they're doing everything they can. They're waiting for guys to come back. They're dealing with injuries in this pitching staff. They're still waiting for Judge. Lost Stanton while I was gone. Here's the question for the New York Yankees. They're firmly in a playoff position, right? So as you head to October, yes, you want to make sure you're at the top of the division, you're at the top of the wild card, but you also want to make sure you're the best version of yourself.
That's
heading
fair.
In. So they're trying to just
it's
make
cute,
sure.
But it's fair.
It's not.
It's being
cute.
A little cute. It's being a little cute. The idea is to win the division.
The idea is to win the division.
That's got
to
be the goal.
Could
like Max, the goal. The
could
goal
Max
to me.
Pitch through what he was dealing with.
I don't know the
he's
answer.
He's back
to
already.
That. Then
he's,
the answer is probably yes.
So
in a pinch. Because he had the same injury, obviously, it knocked him out for 10
because
weeks.
They felt it was in his best interest to have a couple of starts
yeah,
off.
Yeah, but not just because they feel a certain way and make a certain decision doesn't mean it's right or I agree with that. And you don't always agree with it either.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
Like, isn't the goal to win the division?
Yes, it is.
Then let's go win the damn division.
I get that.
Garrett Cole should have pitched last night.
And if they...
Garrett Cole should have pitched this upcoming Sunday.
And if they lose in the wild card?
Yes.
Then we'll say they made the wrong mistake.
Yes.
They made the wrong decision. But if they're healthy come the wild card and they pitch their ass off and Garrett Cole goes out there and throws 8 shutout innings and they move on to the ALCS, we're all going to be sitting here saying, you know what? They handled the pitching staff
yeah,
the
but
right
I don't have the luxury of waiting
no,
for that.
No, you don't have the luxury. But
I got to make my opinion based on what I saw today, what I saw yesterday, and my right now. By the way, it could all work out. They could win a World Series.
Yeah.
But in the moment, this was my take yesterday, Garrett Cole should have pitched last night.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Cole should pitch on Sunday. This 4 games against the Red Sox could knock the Yankees down to the second wild card spot. Yeah. That's on the table right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all we got today for you, of course. We got a bunch of football coming your way as well. Quick Mets story for everybody. If the Mets go 30-0, they get to 90 wins. Nice job, Mets. Way to go.
That'd be impressive.
Way to go. Get to 90 wins, of course. If there's a key moment along the way where they win a game late, you're not going to be able to see it because they like to black out now all the key moments in their wins going the rest of the season. I got a note from SNY that from now on, to keep Met fans on the edge of their seats, anytime there's a big moment, they're going to black it out for 5-10 seconds just so you have to wonder, did he make the play or not? So I applaud SNY for that.
They're trying to build some
that's going to keep
excitement.
People engaged with the broadcast, and I appreciate that. But, you know, you were away for a long time. And I know when you're away, sometimes people think out of sight, out of mind. I'm sure there's some concern on your end. Am I coming back to a job? Am I coming back to guys that are even going to recognize me?
No, not
And
really.
I want to let you know that you were missed.
Yes.
Not a lot, but you were missed. And we decided to welcome you back to WFAN. This is now your second time back to WFAM.
Okay.
With song.
Really?
Yes.
You went through that? You came through a song for me?
Not for me.
Okay.
A listener said, I'm a big fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
They know I like rap music. And they thought welcoming you back with song would be the appropriate way to bring you back.
Well, that's very thoughtful. Thank you.
So I present to you Big Mac, Five, and Fly.
Yeah. WFAN, New York City, Carton got the mic, Big Mac sitting pretty, Chris with Montingle, Manny Rodriguez, biggest Yankee fan alive, which is unfortunate this year. Yeah, Big Mac in the studio talking that smack. Yankee fitted on, but the season's off track. Every April, this team's built for the fall. By August, Big Mac ain't so confident at all. 28's coming, yeah, heard it before. Then October hits and somebody locks the door. Bronx Bombers, man, the fuse got wet. Big Mac still yelling, you ain't seen nothing yet. Craig Carton laughing, Mac, give it a rest. But Manny Rodriguez got the pinstripes on his chest. He'll defend those Yankees till his face turns red. Why the whole damn season? Seasons, hanging by a thread. Big Mac, hey. Tell us what happened. All that Yankee talk, now the whole room's laughing. World Series bound. Yeah, that was the pitch. Now the Bronx got problems they don't know how to fix. Big Mac. Your boys look cooked. You guaranteed October, we got that on the books. And Cam Sliller, Mac said, this kid's the guy. Now it's 5 innings, grab your hat. 5 and Fly.
We'll post the song for everybody later on.
I feel
but
so
we thought
back.
About you, and we thought we'd bring you back with a little local rap
I'm
song.
I'm sorry. I know they lost last night. Like, let's have a Yankee conversation. I've been dying to have a Yankee conversation.
I bet you have.
I'm sure. The station's missed my Yankee
conversation. Well, the phone number to join is 888-808-1019.
Were they not winning while I was away?
They,
did they not sweep Baltimore?
Matter of fact, they didn't lose the series since you left.
They did. They lost that first series in Toronto.
Oh, I forgot that you've been gone that long. My bad. You're right. They lost that series in Toronto. Haven't lost a series since then, but we got Yankee Talk coming your way. We do have Jackson Dart coming up in about an hour, hour and 20 minutes or so, some point in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll talk one-on-one with the starting quarterback of the New York Giants. Got that for you. And there's a report out there from a former NFL insider at CBS. Take it for what you want to take it for. Okay. I just want to bring you the story. I'm not saying there's any merit to it at all, but from a Jet fan perspective, there's a great little story out there that if there's any truth to it at all, I think Jet fans would be very excited. And the rumor I will tell you about coming up after the break. You know the phone numbers. It's the Card Show, Big Mac. We'll take your calls all afternoon right here on The Fan.